Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
It's a lot of things. Kind of just a feeling. A lot of it's just the energy of practice, you know, and the tempo. So we talked about it, and I thought Friday was better, but I thought, you know, Thursday wasn't a great tempo execution practice for us on offense.
We're gonna unleash hell here in December.
Joe. Happy 42nd birthday today to Aaron Rodgers.
When do we get to the part where he says, regrets, I've had a few?
Just wait a moment. It's coming up. Sit back and relax, Joe.
I am. I've had a few.
And again, too few to mention.
Where is Bob? He's gone again. He only shows up 3 days a week, if that.
Each careful step along the byway.
And the bye week?
More, Joe, much more than this. Aaron did it
his way. You have him talking about the receiver miscommunications?
Oh, yeah, we already played that. Oh, wait. No, we didn't. But it's in here because they were thrown right under that bus.
When there's film sessions, everybody shows up. And when I check through a route, you do the right route, you know? Like, John and I just weren't on the same page. I checked to his in-breaker, and he ran out-breaker. You know, John is a true professional, so I'm sure he's, you know, he's sick about that. But, you know, I threw a ball I thought was going to get hit by the wind, and it was 4 yards over Roman, so that's throw. I got to make that throw. But, you know, we have our meetings every week. We have other opportunities outside of the facility. And look forward to seeing all the boys there.
Happy birthday, Aaron Rodgers. Our gift to you is Jonnu Smith and Roman Wilson and Calvin Austin and Artie Smith. And Mike Tomlin's defense. It only took 12 games, but people are booing Renegade. They're chanting for the coach to get fired. And yes, a man named Ben Fennell on Twitter Perhaps he wrote this while he was on fennel seeds, which I'm sure Aaron would appreciate. I don't know who Ben Fennel is, by the way. But this is the tweet. The Steelers haven't completed a downfield pass in 36 days. That's this man's tweet.
We made a downfield pass in that long.
They are 0-13 with 3 interceptions in the last 5 games combined on passes that go at least 20 yards in the air. And this is me, not Ben Fennel. You think he's on ayahuasca or fennel seed limits? Maybe both.
I hope for his sake, both.
Is there a warning when you take fennel seed? Don't do this on ayahuasca? How about the warnings that come with, like, I don't know, like the sleeping stuff or maybe Malzi's Blue Chew that says don't operate heavy machinery? What do they think? You're going to take a Blue Chew and go out and drive a tractor?
Or what about all these pills and stuff that they put out there and they have them like singing and dancing in the commercial and then they list like 17 side effects?
Right. Immediate death. But it's worth it. How does Aaron feel? That's the question right now on his birthday. It's one of the most unbelievable tweets I've ever seen in my life from Fennel Seed. Steelers haven't completed a downfield pass in 36 days. And I'm wondering, at the top of the show today, first, where Limits went. No, now he's back. I'm wondering if there's any regrets here. I'm wondering if Aaron Rodgers maybe wishes he had waited a little while, as some suggested he should, for a quarterback injury or two around the NFL. You think Minnesota might have come calling there?
Yeah, I think very likely.
Listen, I'm not saying that Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison are any better than Roman Wilson, Calvin Austin, and Jonnu Smith. I'm not saying that. Just wondering if Aaron Rodgers regrets this. He can't even get guys to show up to film sessions, according to him. Can't get them to run the same routes. Can't complete a single pass down the field. And that's not an exaggeration. There's no exaggerated effect there. As our friend Fennel Seed said, and I'll say it again, Steelers haven't completed a downfield pass in 36 days. And it's not all Aaron either. It's Mason. It's the offense. It's the overall offensive philosophy. It's the receivers and tight ends, as if anybody knows the difference between the two around here. On footballs that have been propelled 20 or more yards in the air during actual games, NFL games, over the last 5 of them, the Steelers are 0-13 with 3 interceptions. That's one of the saddest football stories ever told, and I'm being dead serious when I say this, because they're making all kinds of the wrong history around here right now. I wonder if there's ever been an NFL team. And you can't go back because advanced stats, you know, only started in the relatively recent past. Can there have been an NFL team, even before the invention of the forward pass, who did that? I'll say since the invention of the forward pass. Like, did Red Grange and people like that, Y.A. Tittle, do you remember him, Limits? You remember the name?
I heard Ron covered him back in the 40s.
Or the worst quarterbacks ever? Did anybody ever play on a team, let's say since in the Super Bowl era, that went 5 games in a row without completing a single pass that traveled 20 yards in the air? 5 of them. I honestly wonder about that, and I wonder how Aaron Rodgers is feeling about this and how the Steelers are feeling about him. Because this cuts both ways, doesn't it? You look at his numbers right now, they used to be quite fancy, but a tragic little stretch here has knocked him down a peg, or 10. And I wondered this back in July, when everything was wonderful, and the honeymoon was in full bloom out in Latrobe, a wonderful little honeymoon, where people on this station were saying that Aaron Rodgers, you know, he doesn't throw people under the bus, that's all... fictitious. All his ex-teammates love him. This is going to go great. He invites people down to his dorm room when they have questions. All these people who said this was going to go sour, how silly do they look now? He invites people down to his dorm room and he answers their questions. Well, my friend, Mr. P, the honeymoon's over. I don't know where it goes from here. Maybe they bounce back, but I do know this. I do know this. Back on July 23rd at the opening of camp, I said and wrote that if Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin succeed together, if this marriage works, it will be the first of its kind in the history of pro football. Like, if, first of all, let's take them separately. If you could name any coach from the history of this league who had great success early in his career, stayed with the same franchise over five presidential terms, morphed into some combination of Jeff Fisher and Marvin Lewis for 8 years, well, let's say 9 years, and then recaptured that early success, please let me know. I think the five presidential terms kind of cuts down the field. But you get the point. Great success, elongated mediocrity, and then recaptures the great success in the same city? There's nobody. Save your time. Likewise, if you know of anybody, any quarterback whose name isn't Tom Brady, who flourished in his age 42 season, and that's official today, it's Aaron Rodgers' age 42 season, please let me know. Be happy to hear about it. Drew Brees came close, and then there's nobody else. So individually, on their own, the odds were stacked heavily, and that's an understatement, against Mike Tomlin and against Aaron Rodgers, let alone them doing this together this season. Have I mentioned the teams and the coaches that have won playoff games over the past 8 going on 9 years? That list includes Mike Mularkey, Doug Marrone, Anthony Lynn, Brian Daboll, Jason Garrett, and Mike Zimmer, and Kevin Stefanski, but doesn't include Mike Tomlin? Have I mentioned that in Here Limits?
Once or twice.
Yes, I have. And then I looked up this unbelievable stat today. Listen to this. The worst, because I was thinking if the Steelers lose out, I was getting a lot of questions in the old mailbag. If the Steelers lose out, isn't that the best thing? And yes, it is at this point. But they would only be 6-11, and that ain't going to be good enough this year. That is simply not going to be good enough to get you, certainly not a top 5 pick, maybe not even a top 10 pick, I might add. And then I came across a remarkable stat. The worst teams in the NFL right now are on a bender. It has to be a historic bender. That would be the Titans, Giants, Saints, Raiders, Cleveland, Browns, and Commanders. Those are your worst 6 teams limits, okay? Right now, based on record. Do you know the combined losing streak that those teams are on right now? How many games have they combined to lose in a row?
I'm going to say 12.
Wrong. Guess again.
14.
Wrong. Guess again.
More
wrong.
Or low? Or
wrong.
Higher or lower? Wrong. Wrong.
Higher. Wrong. Higher.
22.
Wrong.
Tell me the answer.
Wrong.
Tell me the answer.
Wrong.
Tell me.
30 games in a row.
Sheesh.
Titans 7 in a row, Giants 7, Saints 2, Vegas 6, Cleveland's on a big 1-game losing streak, and Washington 7. They are on a combined 30-game losing streak. You heard the names of those franchises. Well, guess what? Here's my real point. Every single one of those forlorn, hapless, laughingstock franchises has won a playoff game more recently than your Pittsburgh Steelers. May I repeat that, Limits?
Please do.
And the only one who hasn't won a game more recently than the Steelers, a playoff game, is Vegas. And they got ripped off in Cincinnati 1 year on a horse crap call in the end zone, or lack of a call. I can't remember which one. The Titans, Giants, Saints, Browns, and Commanders. have all won a playoff game more recently than the Steelers, but everything is fine around here, according to Ian Rappaport, who laughs at you out there for the fire Tomlin stuff, who laughs at anybody who thinks that it's time for a change around here. And then there's Aaron Rodgers. And man, I can't help but look at him, especially from the other day, especially when he was on the ground. He looked like he was 150 years old, if not longer. How long did some biblical characters live? Limits? Was it like 1,000?
There were some that lived 1,000 years, yeah.
This guy looked like he lived longer. He's got a broken arm. He's bleeding from the nose. He can't get up. Did he have one of those little beepers to somebody?
I've fallen and I can't get up.
I've fallen and I can't get up. He looked that old. I mean, it was unbelievable to look at that. And that's going to be your quarterback probably this week. So I wonder if from the Steelers end, somebody over there is thinking, what have we done? What did we do? We have a 170-year-old quarterback. We have a biblical character as our quarterback. And then Mason Rudolph? And then Will Howard, who like the pop? We're all so desperate that everybody's clamoring for Will Howard.
For Will Howard, who has proven nothing in the NFL.
We're clamoring for proven nothing in the NFL. He was a sixth-round draft pick.
Well, yeah, entirely, yeah.
We're clamoring for Will Howard. Mason Rudolph is the backup. He threw a ground ball the other day, and then he somehow, really, low-key, it was one of the more miraculous interceptions in NFL history. He overthrew a guy who's 7 feet tall in cleats and threw it right to the Bills. Your quarterbacks right now are Methuselah. Is that the guy who was really old?
Methuselah?
Yeah. Can you look that up, Limits?
Is that the person with the snakes on their head?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
No, that was Chad Brown.
Chad Brown?
Methuselah, Mason Rudolph, and Will Howard. Somebody asked me in my mailbag this week, how long did he live, Limits? You having trouble with the spelling? Methuselah?
He would claim to have lived 969 years.
Rodgers looked older than him, and I bet he didn't have 3 fractures in his left arm.
He looks very old.
Or Calvin Pete, or whatever the guy's name is on the left side blocking for him now.
Who had the snakes on their heads then?
I don't know. There, probably a lot of people back then. What was I saying? I was in the middle of a good point with Rodgers, or at least one that made sense.
That was Medusa.
Who's that?
That had the snakes from the ancient Greek.
Yeah, maybe
mythology.
They were related. I don't know.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But I wonder if the Steelers regret this. Oh, I know what I was saying. Somebody asked me for next year, who's the Steelers' quarterback in 2020? No, all they said was, who's the quarterback in 2026? I said Mason Heinchel. And then I said, oh, you mean the Steelers' quarterback? Probably Rudolph or Howard. And I followed that with, there's a legitimate chance that the best quarterback in this town next season will be playing for Pitt. I honestly believe that. Unless the Steelers can either sign somebody who isn't 110 years old or get a high draft pick, maybe get Mendoza. I don't think so, though. I don't think they can get low enough. But the whole story ties together with the prospect of trading Mike Tomlin. But let's rewind for a second. Back to this Rodgers-Tomlin marriage and how it was doomed from the start. This is like who are the Kardashians, right? Their marriages, at least the one, seem doomed. Like, as soon as you read the headline, there's Vegas odds on how long that'll last, Limits, right?
Trying to keep up with them?
Yes. And I'm not saying, by the way, that Rodgers and Tomlin don't get along or that this would be an angry divorce. I don't think it would. I think they have great respect for each other. That doesn't mean the marriage will work, though. It ain't working right now. But it's in the balance. They've, you know, they have a marriage counseling session this weekend in Baltimore. And who knows where it goes from here? I guess the eternal optimists out there would say that they could still turn it around. They could win the division. Aaron could come back around healthy and they could win a playoff game. But man, the mental gymnastics, the emotional gymnastics you have to perform to get there would make, I don't know, who's the most famous gymnast you can think of limits? Olga Korbut, Nadia Comaneci? Who's the one from
Simone Biles?
Simone would make Simone Biles proud. Thank you, limits.
You got it.
That's why we pay you an 11-figure salary.
Or maybe Livy Dunn proud.
Would make Livy Dunn proud. Thank you. I can't get there. This feels doomed. So here's what I'm wondering today, and I would love for you to chime in. What does the future hold for the two highest profile members of this organization? Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers. What does it hold together? And what does it hold apart? That's what I'm so curious about today. And I'd love to get your thoughts at 412-928-9370. Does Aaron Rodgers even start this weekend? I mean, I think he does, but I don't know. This whole thing's been shrouded in mystery. And he doesn't seem very happy at the moment. He doesn't seem happy with his receivers. He doesn't seem happy with the work ethic around here. You already heard the two quotes I played. We had a bad week of practice until Friday. Receivers not showing up for things they're supposed to be showing up for. And then I still wonder, and until I hear differently, I'm going to assume that Mike Tomlin told Aaron Rodgers he couldn't make the start in Chicago, even though Rodgers wanted to start in what might be his favorite road city, Chicago.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I have gotten no information, and nobody has reported that he was not cleared. Like he was told he couldn't play from a medical standpoint. Every shred of evidence that we have from that situation tells me that Mike Tomlin said, you're not playing, not comfortable with you playing. I just have to wonder how that sat with Aaron, if in fact it happened. And again, until I hear somebody or something to the contrary, I'm going to assume that that happened. And now I'm wondering what happens this weekend. And what about Aaron's future? And what about him in hindsight saying, maybe Minnesota or some other spot would have been right for me? much better than having Jonnu Smith go to the right when I'm throwing to the left. Much better than throwing to Roman Wilson and Calvin Austin and company. Yeah, Ben Skoranek, maybe Scotty Miller. And even DK Metcalf. We heard so much in training camp. Remember Ben visited training camp for a day limits? And reported on his podcast that Tomlin was just speechless while watching Rodgers and Metcalf work their magic.
Well, wow.
A, it was against nobody, or B, it was against the Steelers' defense, which is pretty much the same thing. It hasn't quite panned out that way and appears to be getting worse to the point where it could blow up. And I think this will be it for Aaron Rodgers either way. I think the smart money says he won't finish the season as the starter, either because his body won't hold up or it'll just go completely south and there'll be no point to it. But I also think the smart money says that Mike Tomlin's still going to be here no matter what next year. I got asked again in the mailbag, can they actually trade him? Yes, they can, but incredibly, he has a no trade clause in his contract. I was absolutely stunned when Adam Schefter reported that about a year ago. That Tomlin has a no trade clause and yet limits. There's people talking about trading for him. There's other cities that would want him. There's Ian Rapoport telling us how crazy we all are for questioning Mike Tomlin's future. Do you have that clip from Ian Rapoport? It really gets my blood boiling.
Indeed I do, from the NFL Network.
I know what you're trying to do, Colleen, and I'm not going to let you do it. I'm just not. It's week 13. The Steelers are in the thick of the race. Even discussing firing Mike Tomlin is completely ridiculous. Now, yes, I heard the chance. I understand that that is the reality for some Steelers fans, but based on my understanding of the situation, let me lay it out for you. Mike Tomlin is one of the best coaches in the NFL. If he ever became available, he'd be snatched up in literally a matter of no time if he wanted to. He's a Super Bowl champion. They make the playoffs every year. Most consecutive non-losing seasons basically ever. Now, I don't see any circumstances where Mike Tomlin gets fired by Art Rooney. I really just don't see it based on my understanding of what he's done, that relationship, his meaning to the entire organization.
Okay, let's break this down. First of all, he is right with the reporting part of that, or maybe it's an educated opinion part that Art Rooney will never fire Mike Tomlin. He won't. They may find a way to part ways at some point, but he will never fire him. That's correct. But the idea and the patronizing of you out there by Ian Rapoport. Oh, it's maybe some Steeler fans think they should move on. And Tomlin is a great coach and he'd be snapped up in 5 seconds. Well, that part's true, but that part always needs an addendum. And that's this. You know who else would be snapped up in 5 seconds? It sounds so great. Why would you get rid of Tomlin? Another team will pick him up in no time, Ian said. Well, let me ask you this, Ian. Would they pick these guys up in no time too? And most of them, if not all, plus some college coaches, plus some offensive minds at coordinator in the pros, and maybe even coordinators in college before they would hire Tomlin? Mike Vrabel, Sean Payton, Andy Reid, Jim Harbaugh, Ben Johnson, Matt LaFleur, Dan Campbell, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Mike McDonald. Do you want me to keep going? It's such a bogus argument. And maybe somebody should fill in Ian on statistics and numbers that have a whole lot more gravity than 17 or 18 or 21 non-losing seasons in a row. I'll reference Colin Cowherd first from the other day. You know which team has that streak alive in the NBA? The Los Angeles Clippers. And Cowherd also said that 60 NFL teams over that stretch of 8 years or whatever have missed the playoffs despite a winning record. Or maybe it was a non-losing record. I don't know. I get confused even on the terminology. I mean, is that what... Put up a banner then. 21 non-losing seasons in a row. We did it. Or 22, I guess, would be the record. Here's a couple numbers I think have more gravity than that. Mike Tomlin, ironically, does have a losing playoff record in his career at 8-9. Mike Tomlin, and I've repeated this so many times that I'm sick of talking about it, but people like Ian Rappaport force me to, hasn't really come anywhere near winning a playoff game in going on a decade. During their current playoff losing streak, which I believe I can't remember that either now, 5 or 6 games, the Steelers have been outscored in the first quarter 73-0. And you're going to insult Steeler fans by telling them basically that they're idiots for chanting fire Tomlin? Ian? The Steelers are 6-17 or 6-11 in their last 17 games. The equivalent of a full season. The Steelers gave up 299 rushing yards in a playoff game last year. Mike Tomlin's defense set an NFL record by going 3 straight playoff games, giving up 40 or more points. And by the way, over this time that you speak of, Ian, the Steelers haven't even made the playoffs 3 times in 8 years, which is almost 40% of the time, and might not do it this year. That would be 4-9, more than 40% of the time. So please ditch the notion, oh, they make the playoffs every single year. Yeah, they barely sneak in a decent percentage of the time, but they also miss, and then they get summarily dismissed right away. So how are they that different from the Jets? Except that the Jets are in better position to go get a quarterback. For 3 years going into last season, I would have said, how are the Steelers any better off than those sad New England Patriots? I mean, other than the Patriots came here and beat them with Bailey Zappi, of course. The Patriots got a draft pick. They got Drake May. That's why I was saying when the Steelers beat the Patriots earlier this year, came on that Monday and said, yeah, it was nice. They got lucky with a bunch of turnovers when the Patriots handed them the ball. But Drake May diced them up. And who would you rather be today, the Steelers or the Patriots with Drake May? I think we all have an answer to that question now. 412-928-9370. Some people thought it would work, and who knows, maybe they'll still be proven right, but it sure doesn't look like it. The Mike Tomlin, Aaron Rodgers marriage, with the Steelers having no plan beyond that, and they have none. They have none. 412-928-9370. Limits, are you yelling at somebody?
Yeah, Rob and I are yelling at each other back and forth.
Rob
and Wes Mifflin.
Wes Mifflin, what's he saying?
Why don't we put him on?
Please.
All right, Rob, let's take this to the air.
Yelling.
See, Rob was already yelling at me still.
What
so
do you
Rob
got?
And I have been going back and forth. So let me set the scene here, Rob. Rob and I are arguing back and forth about Vrabel and Tomlin. I told Rob that I think that Vrabel's a better coach. Look what he did turning around the Patriots in just 1 year. They were a dumpster fire a year ago. Fired Gerard Mayo after a year. They're now the number one seed. He turned that team now into a viable playoff threat that has the number one seed while the Steelers continue to flounder in the same entire area. Rob?
If you're trying to tell me a number one seeds don't mean nothing. That don't mean nothing. Is that the number one seed? That's all it means.
It gives you your best chance to get to the Super Bowl, and isn't that the goal?
What are we talking about, Rob? What's your point?
I'm just saying that. We all want Tomlin gone. I agree with that. I finally came to realization on that. But what I'm saying is, y'all saying all these other coaches, y'all remember when Sean McVay was ready to quit because he didn't have a quarterback that year and go to this broadcasting? He was ready to quit. Because he didn't have Matthew Stafford.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. A lot of these guys still got these $50 million quarterbacks, and they're not doing nothing. He's doing it with Duck Hodges.
He's doing what with Duck Hodges? They went 8-8 and missed the playoffs with Duck Hodges.
Okay, that's cool. But these guys, Trevor Lawrence, man, $50 million. Joe Burrow can't stay healthy. $50
million. Maybe Tomlin should find a quarterback.
But there's nothing out there, Joe, but these old washed-up guys.
Nothing out there. Sam Darnold was out there. Baker Mayfield was out there at one point. Sam Darnold was out there.
Hold on.
He drafted Kenny Pickett. Tomlin drafted Kenny Pickett.
And you know why they drafted Kenny Pickett, man. Everybody around here knows why. They thought they would have passed on Kenny Pickett like they passed on Marino.
No, I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe that for 1 second. You're assuming that there's somebody over there who tells Mike Tomlin what to do. Mike Tomlin runs the organization. He drafted Kenny Pickett. Period.
You don't think Andy White on them guys had nothing to do with that?
No. Was Andy White even here at the time? I don't remember. Do you think Mike Tomlin's going to pin his future on a franchise quarterback based on what Andy White tells him?
Colbert was still here, wasn't he? When I was last draft?
Yeah, that was Colbert's last draft. That was.
Okay, but what I'm saying is, I agree with y'all. But y'all naming all these dudes who didn't win nothing.
Well, no, a lot of them have won something. My point there was, when somebody just rattles off that Mike Tomlin would be hired in 5 seconds as if that's a reason to keep him, and we can argue about who you think Tomlin is better than or worse than, my simple point is, so would all of these guys be hired in 5 seconds, maybe ahead of Tomlin. Mike Vrabel, both Harbaughs, Sean Payton, Andy Reid, Ben Johnson, Matt LaFleur, Dan Campbell, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Mike McDonald, all those guys would also be hired within 5 seconds. And doesn't that water down the point?
How many winning seasons Sean Payton got without Drew Brees? I'll wait.
He's 10-2 right now with Bo Nix.
I'm not talking about this year, Joe. How many winning seasons he got without Drew Brees?
Well, let's see. Last year and this year. I don't know what's so funny. Last year and this year.
Because it's the truth. Because a lot of these franchises, those Giants ain't been the same.
Asked me how many winning seasons he has without Drew Brees. He went to the playoffs with a rookie quarterback last year, and he's the number one seed in the AFC with Bo Nix this year. What's funny about that?
It's funny because none of these guys only win when they got great quarterbacks.
Well, yeah, that's the history of football. Is Bo Nix a great quarterback?
Bo Nix is terrible, man. What's I be watching?
I know, and they're 10-2.
Is trash.
I know. Thank you for making my point. They're 10-2.
Yeah, but he's terrible.
Okay. That makes my point.
Rob, whose fault is it that the Steelers don't have a quarterback, Rob? Whose fault is it the Steelers do not have a quarterback right now to depend on? Whose fault is that?
It's the franchise's fault.
And who runs the franchise? Who has such a huge say in the franchise?
Oh, come on, man. You want them to drag bump Drew Allen. Stop, man.
Well, let's go. Let's go back to your first point. And let's just stick with that. You would fire Tomlin. Why?
I would fire Tomlin because right now in his career, Joe, he needs to be the CEO. Just oversee everything. Like get your offensive coordinator, the young guy, let him do what he needs to do. Get your defensive coordinator and stay hands off. That's why I would fire him. I think everything is running through Tomlin's headset. Everything. Offensive plays and defensive plays. And right now, for the last X amount of years, it's not working. I agree with everything everybody's calling and saying.
All right, fair enough. And that's fair. 412-928-9370. Always like talking to Rob in West Mifflin. Very, very passionate.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick Faribault, top of the hour, talking Steelers. We're going to get into the Penguins next hour, the team that is actually performing well in this town these days.
That was fun to watch last night.
That was great to watch last night. But in the meantime, the lines are lit up like Malzi at a craft beer house, like Crowley at Mountaineer Stadium, like Pony at the Carrier Dome.
They're full.
Or intern Dom, I might add. When's he coming back, Limits?
Probably 2 weeks. Typically, there's like 2 weeks of school left after Thanksgiving break.
You like him?
I do. Very fun man.
How do you feel about the snow today? I love it. Bailey, my dog, was energized running out there for the first snow. I was reminded of my childhood in Buffalo. I love snow.
I love snow, but I don't like when the roads are bad. Thankfully, they weren't too bad today when I was driving around.
Yeah, that part of it is always worrisome.
Yeah.
Especially now that my daughter's driving. But the actual... looking out, like, look out the window right now.
It looks great. It's
beautiful.
Picturesque.
Reminds me of Ron, and he's in Florida today.
I hope we get this on Christmas. Man, we haven't had a white Christmas in a while, and if we do, it's typically like just an inch of snow or half an inch of snow.
You know what the weather is in Fort Myers right now? Guess the degrees limit.
75.
Wrong. 80. Let's go back to the phone lines.
Here is Anthony in Oakland.
Hello, Anthony.
Joe, it was disappointing about young Art. He's not like his father. Were you here in 1991?
Yeah.
You know that Dan Rooney had to go and have that conversation with Chuck Noll, a four-time winning Super Bowl coach, and let him know it was time to move. They didn't trade him. They didn't fire him. But he had the conversation. Because if you remember, 2 years before, Dan Rooney had taken the hiring of assistants away from him.
Right.
And if Tomlin, it looks like he may stay. If that were to happen, then Art has to take that away from him, because it is and allow them to do their job. You know, when you have your $40 million linebacker saying they kept running the same play over and over and we couldn't stop it, then why do we have this defensive coordinator here?
You mean Tomlin or Terrell Austin?
Both. What? See, here's what you do. You do like Harbaugh did a couple times. He brought in some overseers. I would have called Dick LeBeau out of retirement to come in and look over my defense right in the middle of the season, see what we're doing wrong here. You know, you bring in John Mitchell to say, hey, what are we doing wrong? Because when you were here, Mitch, we had some of the best run-stopping defenses of all time. What's happened to us? But his ego won't allow him to do the things that will benefit the franchise. And once that happens, then it's time to move on. It's time to go.
Well, I think it's past time, and so do a lot of other people, Anthony, and I appreciate the call. And it's funny you asked me that about the defense. The first question I got today was, Tomlin's defense once had a 50-game stretch where it allowed only one 100-yard rusher. What changed? Said a man who calls himself Pit Heel. What changed? The coaching and the personnel. Other than that, nothing. I mean, it used to be Dick LeBeau in his prime calling the defense. And by the way, that streak was 2007-10. And the Dick LeBeau era ended and probably needed to end as well. His final defenses weren't very good. And that's okay. But between 2007 and 10, you had Troy Polamalu roaming the field. You had Casey Hampton at the point of attack. You had James Ferrier as your defensive leader. The guy leading the defense now is complaining about quarterbacks injuring him during the game. You had a proud, talented, organized, well-coached unit who believed that stopping the run was priority number one. I don't know what this group believes or what they're doing or who's leading them, or it makes, it's just one thing after another with communication issues going back a few years now. Underperformance, disorganized, maybe some selfishness mixed in. I mean, back then, you had a defensive line that was unbelievably unselfish, that knew its job was to basically tie up blockers so the linebackers could run around and make plays. This team has Keanu Benton at the point of attack, for God's sakes. That team had Casey Hampton. Next.
Here is Lambert in Aliquippa. Maybe he was named after Jack Lambert.
Hello, Lambert.
I was, in fact, named after Jack Lambert.
Nice. Let me ask you a question then. Can you imagine Jack can you imagine Jack Lambert taking a gripe to the media that the opposing quarterback need him in the stomach and whining about it?
Never. He would have taken that into his own hands.
Wow. I'm still trying to get over that. Somebody asked me, saw that. A buddy of mine said, was that AI generated? I said, no, that was a real story. That Cam Hayward seemingly was thrown off for a lot of the game, bitter and angry, and then whining to the media afterward that the opposing quarterback tried to hurt him. Limits, I still can't get over that.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to fathom where that's the number one thing that they continue to complain about. I don't like it.
What do you got?
So I wanted to throw a stat out there for the Rappaports and Rex Ryans, because as a Steelers fan for life, this is irritating to see these guys taking up for him. 18 seasons as a head coach, full seasons now. He's only won the playoffs four of those seasons, which means there's 14 seasons he's gone without either winning a playoff game or getting into the playoffs. There's no other coach ever that's gone that long with a head coaching job with that type of a losing streak in the playoffs. And you mentioned earlier about these coaches that have won playoffs. There's coaches that have won Super Bowls since the last time we won a playoff game. Doug Peterson, Bill Belichick, these guys were fired. And I'm sure these guys, these analysts, were calling for them to get fired, but they've won a Super Bowl since we've won a playoff game. It's just time for us to move on, and I can't believe anyone will take his side at this point.
Well, I'll say this. Tomlin's first 4 years, 7, 8, 9, 10, was A-plus work, and I will never, ever minimize that. I mean, the whole he won with Cowers players thing, he did win with Cowers players. So what? He won Super Bowls.
Agreed.
I give him an A-plus, or a Super Bowl. He won a Super Bowl. He went to two Super Bowls. And from that point on, like, something with the Steelers just left with the Super Bowl against Rodgers. Really great dominating defense sort of left. There have been, you know, stretches since then, but it was gone after that. Aaron Rodgers diced him up. Tim Tebow the next year. Then they missed the playoffs twice. Then they get hammered by the Ravens and Flacco, and they lose in 14. Then they get a playoff game handed to them in 15 by the Bengals that they should have lost. And then 16 was their one legitimate run since then. And that was Le'Veon Bell and a good defense that ultimately got exposed on all counts and lit up by Tom Brady, and nothing since then. That's it. That's it since 2010. And did I mention, Limits, that they've been outscored in the first quarters of this playoff losing streak 73-0?
73-0.
If that doesn't speak to lack of preparation, what does?
And if they go to a playoff game this year, it'll probably balloon to like 92-0.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.